Patient's name is Nancy Lozano, first name N-A-N-C-Y, last name L-O-Z-A-N-O, date of birth is 9/15/1980, date of service is 4/19/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness is 41-year-old female, presents to the clinic, complaining of a rash on her left arm and abdomen that started on Saturday. She states that the rash began after she ate some food. She has been having some chills, but denies any fever. Today she said she's having some itching, fatigue, and headache. Her mom is in town, who is very elderly, and since she is having these symptoms, she does want to get a COVID swab. Allergies to penicillin, current medication denies, medical history, migraines, insomnia, anxiety, surgical history denies. Social history is not drugs, ZTOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 115 over 75, heart rate 88, respiratory 18, temp 98.7, O2 100, and she weighs 136 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, HE, and T, mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest test 1F2. Respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. Her skin is warm, dry. She does have a rash on her right and lower quadrants of her abdomen, just below her pant line, as well as on her left anticubital fossil area. Rash has mild erythema with some red bumps. They are not currently raised, and she states that currently they are not itching. She does admit to taking a Benadryl Saturday, which did help relieve it. Assessment and plan number one. COVID exposure number two, allergic reaction. Patient will be given a Decadron shot in the office as well as a Medrol dose pack to go home. Patient will continue to take Benadryl over the counter for some symptom relief. If she has any worsening of symptoms, though, she can return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. A patient's COVID swab in the office was negative. She does agree with the clinic here, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.